Good morning. I bid you welcome in the name of the Lord. We're especially delighted that the Lord's Holy Spirit has gathered us here for worship, where we receive the gifts that he gives in his word and in his sacrament. It is Palm Sunday, so that means Holy Week is upon us. This week we'll be offering many opportunities to visit, to meditate on our Lord's suffering, his passion, and his crucifixion, and then just in one short week, his rising again for our justification. If you look in your Trinity Weekly News, there is the service schedule for Holy Week services. On Thursday, we'll have service at 12 o'clock and 7 p.m. with the Lord's Supper, and the stripping of the altar will be at the 7 p.m. service. On Friday, we'll have service at 12 o'clock and 7 p.m. And then on Easter Sunday, a few opportunities to choose from, so depending on your comfort level, there is the 7 a.m. sunrise service, and that'll be here in the sanctuary, and that'll be the one that is broadcast online as well. And then we will again do the parking lot service with radio, so that will begin at 8:30, and then immediately after the service concludes, there will be drive-through communion to receive the Lord's Supper. And then 10:30 will also be here in the sanctuary. But since the pandemic is still lingering among us, the youth group will not be able to offer the traditional breakfast, but they are offering in place of that to-go breakfast boxes. And so if you'd like to order one of those, there are still plenty available to order. Finally, one thing, the latest Portals of Prayer is available for pickup in the narthex under the table by the picture. So devotions available for us to guide our weekly study of the Lord's Word. The Lord's richest blessings be with you this morning as he gathers us, that his Holy Spirit may richly attend us and grant us peace. After the organ prelude, we'll stand and face the cross in the towards the narthex. Thank you. God's peace be with you. I invite you to stand. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our King, and when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. The Old Testament reading for the Sunday of the Palms is from Zechariah chapter 9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. grace, mercy, and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you, dearly beloved of the Lord. So there was this man, and he was rather a large and burly guy and tall. And he had made friends with this other man who was a bit shorter than him. But they were becoming closer and closer friends. Well, one time he sees him, and he sees his friend, and his friend's back is to him. But he recognized him for sure. And he thought he'd be funny. He thought he would go up, and if he could get close enough, and give him a bear hug from behind. So sure enough, he gets closer and closer. The guy never turns around. He's talking to someone else. And then he bends down and he puts his arms around him and picks him up and gives a big old bear hug. And at that point, the guy looks up like this, and it wasn't him. There was a mistaken identity there. And for everyone else, it was funny. But for him, he just wanted to crawl under a rock because it was awkward, needless to say. Well, here we have today. We have before us this identity. And it is this Jesus that they had heard about. Jerusalem is filled with people from all over the place for Passover. And it's on that day, the day that they pick the lamb, that they hear about Jesus coming. They had heard about Jesus. And there were rumors going around. And it probably went something like this. Oh yeah, did you hear about that Jesus? He was over in Bethany, you know, just west of, east of here. Just 2 miles away, they're in that small little village in Bethany. Jesus went and told the people that he was going to make alive this man. And he had been dead for 4 days. Can you imagine that? 4 days, what a stink he must have raised in that smell. But sure enough, they even warned him about that. And they rolled away the stone, and he called the man by name. Let's see, was it Lazarus? That's it. They called him by name, and he became alive. In that little town of Bethany, he came out, and he was still all wrapped up in the burial cloth. And he told them to unwrap him, and they unwrapped him. That's that Jesus, and we heard he was coming today. And they watched for him. With all those rumors going around about him and what he had done, what a great sign from God that he had done by raising someone dead for 4 days, made him alive. And they saw him. There he was. Here he came on a donkey. And he was coming on that trail from Bethany down across the Mount of Olives, coming down past the Garden of Gethsemane, Kindred Valley, and towards Jerusalem. And the people got excited. And they grabbed palm branches like these, and cut them off, broke them off, whatever they could. And they threw them before him as he rode into town. And some of them threw their cloaks down too. Here he comes. Hosanna, they said. God save. Even the King of Israel. Here he comes. Finally, the King of Israel. Us to have our own king instead of that Pontius Pilate that Rome put up there. Have our own land back once again. Have our own king. And they broke off those branches, singing and saying those words, and Jesus rode in. They wanted to see Jesus. How many people come today to church that want to see Jesus? People from the world that don't know him all the well, but they've heard about him. They probably didn't come to see the candles or to see those guys in the medieval robes. They didn't come to see that. They came to see and hear about this Jesus. And so they make their way in. A lot of times, sitting in the back. Because that way you're not too noticed, but you can still listen in. Or maybe with this church, we have these pillars so they can kind of hide behind the pillars. It's easier that way. And you just peek out when you want to. Came to see Jesus and hear about Jesus. Or how many of us who are Christians, who are already here in the house of God, we come all the time, we want to see this King Jesus too. This one that we have heard blesses us. It even says it at the end. The Lord bless you and keep you. That's the one we want to see. But sometimes there's misidentities. Just like the big burly man who thought he was bear-hugging his friend. And to his horror, it wasn't him. On that day in Jerusalem, they came. And they wanted to see that Jesus, and they even know that from Zechariah, it says the king of Israel will come riding on a donkey. And here he came. But you know, when they broke off the palm branches and the palm branches, they're just not nice greenery to say it's spring. Hey, look here, something nice in this dry land. That's not what those are. These also would be almost as if they were flags of the nation. They represented the nation. It would be like us taking little American flags and holding them up when he came by, waving that. Which, by the way, those Roman governors wouldn't appreciate someone saying, here comes a king, and he's king of this land now. Wouldn't go well. And some of the religious leaders felt the same way. Who is this upstart who's coming? This individual trying to take over our religion. There was a misidentity, though, by even the people. Because, yes, he was coming. But they didn't hear the whole story. They didn't understand. Even those who were there that had been with Jesus for 3 years did not understand at first. Isn't that what it says? It says his disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that he with things he had been written about him and had been done to him. You see, once he had been glorified, once he had gone through the cross and was resurrected, then through the word that has been written about him, then they understood. Then they understood it was not about nationalism. It wasn't about a king who brought peace for the land for a time until, of course, Israel was attacked again or again. To be honest, whoever holds that land, do you know how many times and how many wars have been fought in that land? But that's what they were looking for. They were looking for that kind of peace. But they didn't read the whole of Scripture. And it's not just about being horrified that you made a mistake. It's not about something that's just funny because there was a misidentification. This here has eternal consequences when we misidentify who Jesus says he is. And not just taking a portion of Scripture, but taking it all together. It's what God has called us to do. Then we will understand him. See, it says in Zechariah what had happened, that he came and he came to bring peace, but what kind of peace did he bring? It came one that would pay double. Double for what? Isaiah helps with that. Double of all our sins. Double of all the wrong. Double of that separation that has been a problem between us and God, between us and one another. He came for that kind of peace. A peace that looks something like this. Maybe my wife and I had a little misunderstanding. My wife is always right. It's just sometimes I'm more right than she is. But what peace does is this. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? And peace says, I forgive you in Jesus. That's the kind of peace that God brought that day, that Jesus brought that day. You see, on that day when Jesus came in, Palm Sunday, we call it Triumphant Sunday, Palm Sunday, we have different names for it, that Jesus comes into Jerusalem. When he comes in, that's the day that they begin to pick the sacrificial lamb for Passover. And on that day, the Lamb of God that would be sacrificed rode in on a donkey. And he brought a peace that was eternal. A peace that would bring to the world. A peace that would be everlasting. A couple comes into the church. She had never been to church before. But she understood who Jesus was. For her, she understood Jesus to be that one that you come and see when you got everything right. When you got your life straightened out. And they came to this church. And they sat in the back. On this side. She heard the hymns, the sermon, our liturgy, and the readings. And after service that day, her and her husband went to the pastor and his family to have lunch. And if nothing else, I'm really good at eating. But then she asked the question, or made a statement. She said, so if I understand those things, those songs you sang and that program that you followed, liturgy, and the message you gave, it's not that I come perfect and come ready and then I meet Jesus. It's that I come here and he makes me perfect. She started out with a misunderstanding and a misidea of who Jesus was. But it was through the written word and the spoken word that she came to understand a little bit more of who Jesus really is. And even though we come here time after time, we too need to understand who Jesus is. Not just taking bits and parts of who he is. He's not just a prophet. Jesus isn't just a good example. He's much, much more. He's all of that. He is the king. He is the priest. He is the true Son of God. He is true man. He is all of that. And there are times in our lives where we go through things too. But notice what Jesus did. He came in humility, riding on a donkey, because that's what the donkey was. It wasn't just about identifying him as a king, but coming humbly, giving himself up. For you and for me and for the world. You see, he loves you so much that there's nothing you can do that he will stop loving you. He wants you and brings you to himself. And when we see this, and when we go through life, we also understand that humility is our way too. For in our reading, if you open up to that in Philippians 2, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to grasp. In other words, he didn't use that power for himself, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being in the human form. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on the cross. And then afterward, it speaks about every knee should bow. Jesus went through the cross first. And for us too, that we too go through the cross and pain and suffering and lamenting. We're in a fallen world and it is not perfect for us. And he doesn't want to keep us here for that. But through this life, we will suffer and have pain. But We listen to Jesus and we go with him through the cross, through the grave, and his blood, that sacrifice that he did, brings the peace with God that's everlasting. So that one day we too may rest from all this that we have and all the troubles and sorrows, because he's taking us somewhere to be with him forever. We started off with a man who was big and burly and made a social faux pas, and everything was awkward. Some big chuckles and some big laughs and some embarrassment. But when it comes to Jesus, we identify him as who he claims to be. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We can misunderstand, but he lays out all of Scripture for us to know who he is, that we may know him and he knows us. And he gathers us into himself and says, "Come with me, my dear beloved. For now you know who I am, and I bring eternal peace and eternal life." So in Jesus' name, God's peace be with you on this day. In his name, amen. At this time, Wayne, if you could come forward. We have the joy of having Wayne with us for the profession of faith.
Wayne, if you'll pardon me, I forgot my mic, so now I have to howl. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your hearts, therefore, to God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and in this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Do you hold all of the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God, and the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from them and confess in the small catechism to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you desire to become a member of this congregation?
I do.
Will you support the work of our gracious Lord has given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts God has given you?
I will, with the help of God.
Upon this, your confession of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you are a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and of this congregation, Trinity Lutheran Church. Receive the Lord's Supper. Participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that our Lord has given to his church, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing this, your Son, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, enabling him both with heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that by your word and spirit, he may continue steadfast in the one true faith and the fellowship of this congregation, as together we await the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Amen.
And please, after the service, greet this gentleman, Wayne. He is fun to get to know. I've enjoyed it anyway, so blessings to you, Wayne, and receive. Peace. I invite you to stand.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and all people according to their needs. Let us pray for Christ's holy Church, that she may be defended against her enemies and kept faithful in the confession of Jesus Christ to the nations. Almighty God, because you have revealed the saving gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations, guard your Church against all enemies of your name, and empower her in the proclamation of this saving gospel and in the works of mercy that make your love known to those still in darkness and the shadow of death. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray for all pastors and servants of the word, for all vocations in the church, and for all the baptized in their vocation as God's children. Almighty God, through your Spirit you have called, gathered, enlightened a people and set them apart by baptism to be your own and live under you. Give your blessing to and prosper the service of those who preach and teach this gospel in the church, and all who speak and live this gospel out within their various callings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those preparing for baptism and the catechumens learning the faith, that rejoicing in the forgiveness of their sins and the new birth of their baptism, they may be sustained in faith and be found faithful when Christ comes in his glory. Almighty God, you have established the means of grace by which the aged and the young are given new birth in baptism and grow in their new lives as your own children. Grant that all who have received this adoption of as your own sons and daughters, especially your son Wayne, that they may be kept in this holy faith and fear and not depart from Christ all the days of their lives. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray for those who govern and for our lives as citizens and servants of Christ, who honor authority and live holy, upright, godly lives to your praise and glory. Almighty God, you have established governments and appointed leaders to serve on your behalf in the exercise of justice, the promotion of virtue, and the protection of the weak. Bless our president, the Congress, our governor, the legislature of this state, all judges and magistrates, and those who protect our liberty at home and abroad. Give us the will and desire to be good and faithful citizens so that we may not dishonor you by our words or conduct. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray to our Lord God Almighty that he would free us from error, heal us from all disease, show concern for the poor and hungry, and give care to the disabled, the aged, and the infirm. Almighty God, you heal and restore according to your gracious will. Behold the sick and suffering, and all in any distress of mind or spirit. Especially do we commend to you Charles and Willis on hospice and in palliative care, those who are recovering, Charles, Jeff, Archie, Keith, Joyce, Lou, Kathy, Herb, and Doug, for those who are contending with other health issues, Erica, Ken, Nicole, Elka, Arla, David, Russell, Timothy, Amy, Sammy, Carol, Brandon, Dennis, Yvonne, James, Michelle, Michael, Julia, Sandra, Weston, Charlene, Richard, Tabitha, Lavino, Jessica, Emma, Faith, Kylie, Elizabeth, Mary, Arlene, Blake, Joni, Shirley, Callie, Jim, Emma, Sarah, Anthony, Christine, Kelsey, and Ruth Ann. And for those who are managing cancer and the effects of its treatment, Merritt, Aaron, Stephanie, Connie, Kelly, Joanne, Thatcher, Ron, Jennifer, Jerry, Norman, Brianna, Linda, Jamie, David, Renee, Tom, Stephanie, Helen, Susan, Anna, Teresa, Nancy, Sue Ellen, Sonia, Tiffany, Brad, Frank, Larry, John, Judy, Carl, Donna, Amy, Susan, Carrie, Ellie, Al, Sandy, and Jan. Give each of these the grace in which to preserve and persevere through the day of trouble, and give patience to those who struggle with disability. Visit the poor and hungry with your gracious presence and your gifts, and lead us to respect and love all people from life's beginning to its appointed end, and that you would especially keep Linda and her family in your prayers as she has been called to your side. Grant them the hope and strength of the assurance of the resurrection of all flesh. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray for those outside the church, for those who have fallen away from the truth, and for those who have renounced the faith. Almighty God, as once your Son was welcomed with palms and hosannas, so open the hearts of all who hear your word, that by the Holy Spirit they may believe in Jesus Christ and come to him. Restore the fallen, and bring back to the faith those who have rejected this gospel for the prison of error and idol. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray for the peace of the world, for peace in Christ's church, and for the peace in the hearts and lives of all Christians. Almighty God, you have given us the peace that passes understanding in Christ our Lord. Manifest his peace among the nations to bring an end to war and violence. Unite your church in peace and harmony, and give your calm to the troubled hearts of your people, that they may serve you in peace and quietness. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray for our enemies, for those who hurt us, and for those who persecute the Church of Christ. Almighty God, while we were yet your enemies, you sent forth your Son to suffer for our sins and die to free us from death. Guide us to love those who hate us, to pray for our enemies and those who persecute your people because of their faith, and to give witness to the hope within us in the day of trial. Bring them to repentance, that they may be of one mind and heart with us and with your whole church. Lord, in your mercy, let us pray for our good use of all God's gifts and for grateful hearts. Almighty God, though we in no way deserve your kindness, you give us mercies new each morning. Make us mindful of your gifts and wise in their use for the glory of your holy name. Fill us with thanksgiving, that we may rejoice in your generosity and honor you for the daily bread you never fail to give. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen.